Good morning. This is Evangelist June McKinnon. Let us pray. Our wonderful and gracious Father, we come this morning with thankful hearts. Thank you for this day. For this is the day you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Where are you going? If someone were to ask you that question today, will you have a ready answer? Or would you have to stop and think for a while, or maybe for a long time, before you are able or willing to respond? Have you received direction from the Lord? However, it is your belief that it is not what you want to do. It is not what you might think you really desire, or you just don't like what he has said to you. You don't like the assignment. You don't like the people he might send you to. Well, if we look at the Old Testament, the prophet Jonah found himself in this same predicament. And if you ask Jonah this question, where are you going? His response may be, I am running from the Lord. You see, Jonah's story began with the Lord giving Jonah very specific instructions, directions for his ministry. If we read the book of Jonah, beginning at chapter 1, beginning at the first verse, it says, Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Much has been written and many sermons preached about this story. Some people consider it just fiction, you know, can't believe this. We can, however, learn some valuable lessons from Jonah's story. It is in this story we see the mercy of God. Here are the facts. Jonah was a prophet and called by God for a special assignment. This is another fact. Jonah disobeyed. He disobeyed God and went on the run. He fled from the presence of God. Is this where we are today? Called, but on the run? As we examine this story, we can see that God did not give up on Jonah. The ship that Jonah was sailing on encountered very turbulent seas. It was described as a mighty tempest. And Jonah, like many on the run, went to the bottom of the ship and slept. He didn't want to have anything to do with what was going on. When he was awakened and questioned about who he was and where he came from, we read in verse 9 that he answered, "I am a Hebrew." Very specific. And he said, "And I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and dry land." Jonah knew who he was and in whom he believed. He believed in the God of heaven who made the sea and dry land. When this was revealed to the men on the ship, that he fled from the presence of the Lord, the men themselves became afraid. And at the same time, the tempest worsened. The seas became rougher. So they asked Jonah what they should do. In the midst of this great storm and things getting proceeding from bad to worse, they asked, "Well, what should we do?" You see, he still had his ministry as a prophet going on. And Jonah knew that. And when they asked him this question, he said in verse 12, "Pick me up and throw me into the sea. Then the sea will become calm for you. For I know that this great tempest is because of me." Jonah recognized the situation he was in and that he caused it. Jonah also knew that God was working in the situation. Even in his state of disobedience, he knew God was working in his life. Yes, the tempest ceased. The seas became calm after they threw Jonah into the sea. But that was not the end of Jonah. This is where the mercy of God kicked in. He was swallowed up by a great fish, which was prepared by the Lord, just like our Lord. We know that God is still in control and will be present in the deepest parts of the sea to bring his children back into relationship with him. God understood Jonah's predicament and reached out to him in the depths of the belly of that great fish. It is in these deepest times we understand. We read in Psalms 139, as the psalmist David would say, and reflect on God's perfect knowledge of man. That psalm says, "O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thoughts afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You have hedged me behind and before, and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. And if I take the wings of the morning and I dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and my soul knows very well. Jonah knew this very well. Do you know where you are going? Or are you suffering from Jonahitis? Because it was in the depths of the belly of the great fish that Jonah prayed and was delivered. Yes, God's mercy in action in the life of Jonah. Jonah prayed this prayer in Jonah chapter 2. Then Jonah prayed to the Lord his God from the fish's belly, and he said, I cried out to the Lord because of my affliction, and he answered me. Out of the belly of hell I cried, and you heard my voice. For you cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, and the flood surrounded me. All your billows and your waves passed over me. Then I said, I have been cast out of your sight, yet I will look again toward your holy temple. The waters surround me even to my soul. The deep closed around me. Weeds were wrapped around my head. I went down to the moorings of the mountains. The earth with its bars closed behind me forever. Yet, you have brought me up, my life from the pit. O Lord, my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer went up to you. With the voice of thanksgiving, I will pay what I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. So the Lord spoke to the fish, and it vomited Jonah unto dry land. God would reach out his hand of mercy and save you and bring you back into relationship with him and prepare you for the work he has assigned to you. Where are you going? Search your heart today. It is God's work, not ours. And Jonah found that out. God is in control. It is he who directs our paths. If we look back to verse 8 in chapter 2, where Jonah said, "Those who regard worthless idols forsake their own mercy. But I will sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay what I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord." He realized God is in total control and salvation comes from Him. He was then spit into dry land to go about his ministry. Mercy says no. It will never let you go. God's mercy did not let Jonah go. God's mercy would not let you go today. Reach out. Move in the direction that He has placed you in. Take up your cross and follow Him. I leave you with the words of the Apostle Paul from Romans 8 and 28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. It is His purpose. God bless. Amen.